News release. Ontario Provincial Police. Uniform patrol officers from the Southern Georgian Bay OPP detachment removed two more drivers from North Simcoe roadways after their observations led to impaired driving investigations and vehicle impoundments. An OPP officer on patrol in the area of Jones Road, Midland, observed a vehicle driving erratically in an adjacent parking lot and stopped the vehicle and commenced a stunt driving investigation. Upon speaking with the driver, a drinking and driving investigation was also commenced. As a result of these investigations, Ryan William Spademan, 26, of Midland has been criminally charged with the following offenses: operation while impaired, blood alcohol concentration 80+, occupant of motor vehicle knowing there was prohibited or restricted weapon, drive motor vehicle, perform stunt, driving while under suspension. The accused was released from police custody to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice on March 23, 2023. As well, the accused faces a 90-day driver's license suspension as per the Ministry of Transportation guidelines and a 14-day vehicle impound. An OPP officer patrolling on Tiny Beaches Road North in Tiny Township stopped a vehicle for a suspected traffic violation as detected by the onboard automated license plate recognition unit. Upon speaking with the driver, the officer entered into a drinking and driving investigation, which has resulted in Corey Robert McDonald, 45, of Tiny Township being charged criminally with the following offenses: operation while impaired, blood alcohol concentration 80+, driving while under suspension contrary to the Highway Traffic Act, operate a motor vehicle without insurance contrary to the Compulsory Automobile Insurance Act. The accused was released from police custody to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice on March 23, 2023. As well, the accused faces a 90-day driver's license suspension as per the Ministry of Transportation guidelines and a 14-day vehicle impound. Educating the public about safe driving practices with our community safety partners is a priority. If you see a possible impaired driver on our roadways, waterways or trails, please make the call and dial 911, as impaired driving never ends well. Please make a plan to get home safely.